Blog Talk Radio.
I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary. As Chris Gloss was so nice to introduce me, we have a really exciting show today, as we always do every week. And just for you, for our new listeners, please feel free to visit us every week. We're here to inspire you, bring you great stories of different individuals, and really just share with you some good news every week. That's our goal, to be here. So feel free to join us every week here on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary, and you can find us here every week, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And a great show today. Today is, we're talking about extraordinary men, and we're talking with extraordinary men today, and I'm really going to encourage all of our listeners too. The second half of the hour, we'd love to have you call in, ask your questions. You can also join us in the chat room, ask any questions you have of our listeners, and also I'm currently online on Facebook too. If anybody would like to ask me a question through there, I'd be happy to pass it on to our guests. And our guests today include Phil Gornai, who is a speaker and entrepreneur. We also have Doran Blumberg, who is going to be with us. He is a personal trainer and coach. And Nick Wilzinski, who is a professional sax player. All three really amazing men. I'm so glad to have all of them with us. And without further ado, we also have my lovely co-host, Maria DiGiovanni, is with us. And it's a great day today because it is her birthday. Happy birthday, Maria.
Thank you, Michael. How are you?
Great. How is it today, Miss Birthday Girl?
You know what? It's I have a feeling it's going to be a day that's going to be life-changing, so that's good. It's about time, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of planned, and so it's fun. I have a lot of people from all over the place coming tonight, and we're going to the beautiful Huntley and in Santa Monica, and I'm excited. I'm really excited for my birthday. It's been a long time since I've been excited for my birthday, so it's pretty cool.
Well, that's awesome. And like I said, you too. I mean, I wanted to bring you a great birthday present today, and that's why we have three extraordinary men to share with you today.
How exciting. You know, I have to get used to getting back out there, you know. I haven't been in the dating world in quite some time, and I've made a commitment to myself to lighten up a little bit and not be so serious and try to just be for a while, and that's really difficult for me. So I am so excited to get into it with these three men, so let's go.
All right. And also, too, just to let our audience know, today's not a version of the dating game. We're not here to fix Maria up, but just to share with our three extraordinary men, although you never know, one or two or them may say that would be a great idea, so we'll see as we go. But before we get into our guests, I really quickly like to share our quote of the day, and that is it's from Terry Guillemet, I believe. I'm not quite sure on the way to pronounce her last name, but it's follow your passion and success will follow you. And let me tell you, these three guys that are going to be on with us today, really that's what it's all about. They are doing something every day to follow their passion, and their success is really, really coming to them. And right now, we have two of them on the line with us. We have Doran Blumberg and Phil Gornai. How are you doing today, gentlemen?
Excellent. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah. We can hear you great.
Doing fantastic. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday, Maria. May you receive all that you ask for. May you find all that you seek. And may every door you knock on be open.
Why, thank you, Philip. How are you?
Excellent. I'm enjoying... Wait, hold on. Let me use another word. I am melting in the 110-degree Las Vegas heat, but thankfully I happen to be indoors.
Well, we're glad you're not totally melting still that you're with us today. You know, right now we're still missing Nick. I'm hoping he's going to call in later, and if not, you know, we'll just have fun with the two of you. But I'd like to kind of just let our listeners know, for those of you who haven't tuned in to the show before or have missed one of the episodes with these two gentlemen on, they're no strangers to the show. We've had them both on before, but I'd like to give you, you know, a little introduction so you get a feel for who these gentlemen are. And I'd like to start a little bit first with Doran. And Doran, maybe share a little bit just about yourself, what you're doing. I mean, you're a personal trainer. You have been in a lot of athletic competitions. You're also a coach and originally from South Africa.
Yeah, I mean, you know, thank you for having me on the show. And yeah, my family is originally from South Africa. Actually, my dad played professional soccer in South Africa, so he's really excited to watch the World Cup and get to experience that.
Oh yeah.
And pretty much I was you know, raised as an athlete, grew up as a swimmer, but I wasn't your typical swimmer. I was a little bit overweight, I was chubby, so growing up through middle school I was picked on and I was a little bit overweight. So finally one day I went to my mom and I said, "Mom, I can't take it anymore. Please. We need to go to Sam's Club. I need to buy that weight set." So she said, "All right, fine, we'll go buy the weight set, but I know you're just going to be hanging your clothes and towels on it." But I proved her wrong. So every day after school, I went and I lifted weights, and I just really, really got into it. And by lifting weights and taking care of myself, it helped me build my self-esteem. I went on, played football in high school, made the All-Star team, actually graduated, was a recruited walk-on to the Florida Atlantic football team. And after a couple years there and being beat up and banged up, I decided to get into personal training, and I found my true passion with also personal growth and development. And here I am today coaching people, helping them change their lives, not only in the work, in the working out phase, but also outside of that with athletes, with parents, with coaches, helping them understand how their mind works and how to really live a life with true happiness.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I know a number of Doran's friends, a number of his clients too, and they all have wonderful, wonderful things to say about him. And he's also, Doran, I'll say you're definitely a physical specimen. All you have to do is look at your Facebook photo and realize that. So for all those guys out there that are a little chubby, a little, you know, need to work on their physique a little bit, let me tell you, Doran's a perfect example of what you can do if you're willing to go out there and be willing to make a change with yourself and put in the time and effort.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's not easy. I mean, it definitely takes some sacrificing. And when you have a goal, that's what you have to do. You pretty much have to give up things that we all love in exchange for what we really want. And that's when it's most rewarding, when you have to do that work and the grinding and get to where you want to go. I mean, it brings you the most reward. So definitely, you know, just put that goal in your head and set it and go after it.
Well, exactly. And that's kind of what we were talking about too, you know, with our quote of the day, with our theme today. And that's, you know, following your passion. If your passion is to get in shape, you know, if your passion is to look good, if your passion is to have a dream, to be a coach, you know, a personal trainer like you are, you know, it takes a lot of work and effort. But if you really believe in it and you really want to do it, you know, anything's possible if you're willing to put your mind to it. And Phil, you know, Phil, another guy that is out there living his dream, living his passion. Phil Gornai has a great show every week called Marvelous Mondays. They're not only on Blog Talk Radio, but also on the Motivational Radio Network. And him and Harry Shade are bringing a lot of positivity to people. But also Phil is an accomplished speaker. He is out there, an entrepreneur, doing all kinds of things. And Phil, maybe if you wouldn't mind, just share a little bit with our audience. And also, by the way, before he does, Phil is our resident recovery know-it-all. So I'm glad to have him with us today, too.
Yeah, you know, that's my claim to fame, and I'm going to be a recovering know-it-all for the rest of my life, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, I always appreciate being invited to come onto your show and to share a little bit of what I think I know based on what I've experienced. And if that makes sense for someone else, if it brings some clarity, then I think that's perfect. And I did want to jump in on what Dorian just said about giving up what you love in order to do the hard work. And I think a lot of times what I've discovered is what you love may not love you back, and you can only tell by the results. So when you do the thing that is hard, perhaps, and then you love the results, that's the thing that really loves you and you ought to love and ought to pour all your love into. And so if I'm a living testimony for that, I'll definitely stand and be counted. The you know, to get to know me is really just to be in my space and to be around all of the people that I welcome into my circle of influence. I think what I've done in the last few years particularly is focus on partnerships, focus on the great relationships that I have, getting rid of the ones that weren't so great, and limiting my time with those that need limited time. I recently listened to an excerpt from the book, The Compound Effect, and I can't remember the author's name, so I apologize for that, but he's part of the Success Magazine Network, or Success Inc., and he said that, you know, there are some people that you can spend 3 minutes with, but not 3 hours. Some people you can spend 3 hours with, but not three days. And so you have to know how to limit or cut off the ones that are not taking you places, because you will be mentored by some, you will mentor others, and you'll have peer-level mentors. And when you can find the ones that, I guess, put that exponential curve on everything that you do, then you really need to expand those relationships. So that's case in point of why I'm in Las Vegas right now, is because I'm expanding some extraordinary relationships, and I'm in the midst of people like David Nagel, Anna Maria Paluha, and other extraordinary entrepreneurs and people that are pouring into my life so that I can go back into the world and make a positive impact. So that's what I'm up to.
Well, and that's why we love to have both you and Doran on. I mean, I really enjoy working with both of you, too. I mean, two really, really great men. And it was funny, too, because when I was sitting there thinking, who am I going to have on the show? I mean, there was a lot of people I had to go through. I mean, I know a lot of men, but, you know, both of you, as well as Nick, were people that just really stuck out to me as individuals I'd like to have on the show. And I'm just glad that you could spend that time with us, because I really look at the two of you as two really well-rounded guys. I mean, to me, when I think of guys that have it together, I mean, we all have our issues, of course, and I'm not going to try to inflate your egos too much. But when I think of guys that really have it together, I mean, you are two of them that stick out to me when I think about that.
I greatly appreciate that. I mean, that says a lot about you too, Michael, and everything that you're doing to help people and spread the word, your message, and, you know, very grateful and happy to hear that from a guy like you as well.
Absolutely. I echo what Dorian just said, because, you know, you go through your day pretty much knowing that your nose is to the grindstone, not really looking up too much because you've got some things you want to get done, and you're not sure who's noticing. And I don't do what I do because I hope there are people noticing. I mean, there's a marked difference between when I'm marketing something and, you know, you're checking the results to see who's paying attention, who's clicking, and what's your conversion rate and things like that. But at the end of the day, you don't really know who you're impacting and who you're being. Not what you're selling, but who you're being. And I recognize that in what you just shared, that you see me, I see you, Mike, and I see what you're up to, and I think you're doing extraordinary things. And case the what's apropos here is it takes one to know one, so you're totally in that extraordinary realm, and even having people like Maria in your midst as your co-host, it's case in point.
Well, and who can not talk about Maria, because, in fact, Maria, I was just talking about you the other day. I was talking to you with Jacqueline Haddon, and who's been a guest on the show, and I was just saying the same thing. You know, it was, it's kind of funny how we met and how we've worked together. I remember just meeting you, and just something felt right about me having you on as one of my first guest co-hosts, and just something told me, you know, bring this lady on. She's going to be remarkable, and I shouldn't say surprised, because I know you're a great lady, but it was awesome how it worked out. I mean, honestly, I'm just glad to have you on the show and with me every week interviewing these great guests.
It's not what I expected, but wow, Michael, what a great opportunity you've given me to crawl out of my cave. And Philip, Jacqueline's going to be there tonight, so thank you so much for introducing her to me.
Let me tell you something. I will introduce that woman to every inch of earth if I can, because
yeah.
That is definitely a powerful individual, and I definitely owe where I am right now to my having connected with her on that little unknown website called Facebook. I think one or two people on this call may have heard of it, but it's been extraordinary. Yeah.
Well, Maria, do you have some questions for our two guests about their backgrounds or anything else about their going on?
I think I know pretty much. I'm really happy to meet you. I don't think we've ever met, Doran.
No.
And I'm reading and you're extraordinary, and wow, how exciting. And it takes, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of athletes lately and the mentality, and it's just really inspiring. So your story is amazing, so thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, well, thank you for being here on your birthday and taking time out of your day on your special day to be here and listen in, and, you know, I greatly appreciate, you know, this time right now.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, out in the world, when you're out there and you're meeting people, what is it, the one thing that they come to you that says that they're attracted to you by? Do you know what I mean?
Well, really, let me say
this. What's your biggest... go ahead.
Well, the biggest thing that I tell people to look at in their life, because a lot of people have... I was reading this today in The Power of Now, and people really have two types of purposes in life. They have a purpose on the external type of lifestyle, and they have a purpose inside. So a lot of people conquer their purpose on the external, but sometimes don't get it in the internal, and sometimes it's the opposite. They have, they're very happy inside, and they don't have the things that they want on the outside, but the most important thing is they're happy inside. So the biggest thing I tell people to look at is your entertainment versus education ratio. So where are you spending most of your time when you get home from work, when you're tired? Are you sitting in front of the TV and watching a show? Or are you picking up a book or an audio program or something that's helping you improve your life? Because we all need to understand that education, and when you apply it to your life, can completely transform who you're being. And it doesn't have to be a drastic, dramatic thing, but just doing one little thing extra day, like smiling at somebody or remembering their name, can really have a big impact on their life. So to answer your question, I think the biggest thing for people when they come to me is they want guidance. They want to know, how can I get better? How can I improve? So I just tell them, ask them the question, what do you think is one thing that you can do every single day to improve your life? And it's really about thinking for yourself and coming up with a solution for yourself. And a lot of us are so hesitant to tell people directly all the time what to do. So we might share something or an idea with somebody, like, you know, I really thought of this great idea, though. And then they'll come at you, well, you know, I don't think you should be doing that idea because you have that, or this going on. So they kind of steal that idea away from you instead of asking you the question, well, what do you think about that? So if we follow this chain, what are your thoughts? How are you feeling? that will lead to the actions, and those actions produce the results you're getting in life. So thoughts, feelings, actions. Remember that chain. And sometimes we go, well, how are you feeling today? Well, what do you and instead we can ask, well, what do you think about that? So I think that can really help people transform their life when they start thinking and believing in themselves and their ability.
So it comes right down to interacting with that person's soul. Because in my realm, I teach women that your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So basically, you're saying the same thing. So I totally understand it. Thank you.
Bill.
You're welcome.
Bill.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said you're welcome. I just kind of listen. How do you follow that up? But bow down to it and say, I am not worthy. I am not worthy. But at the end of the day, everything that has occurred in my life that has been positive started from the inside out, not from the outside in. As I look at what I experienced early in life. The judgments that I put onto people as well as the judgments I put upon myself because of what other people said, that didn't get me anywhere. But it takes a long time or you have to have a great fall before you realize on the way up what really matters. And thanks to organizations like Landmark Education, the Forum, thanks to friends of mine through Men's Division International, men in the Emmaus community, church, the International Christian Brotherhood, and other organizations that I've been involved with that help to develop the inner man, I've had a much better external experience. Again, piggybacking off of what Dorian just said, you do yourself a disservice the more you spend time on the outside of your life. The more you discover who... That voice on the inside, that little whisper, and Michael, Maria, perhaps you've heard me say this before, the whisper in your heart, it does not need volume. It is powerful. In fact, if it yelled at you, it would scare you. The other voices that you hear that are screaming at you from the outside as well as on the in, those are the ones that are afraid. Those are the ones that are embodied by fear. If you focus on the love that you have for self and you do those things that increase your capacity to love yourself, you thereby are investing in your ability to love others. And that's what attracts them to you, is that you exude this presence that, wow, I want to know that person. And keep doing that thing that pours love into you, and you will keep hearing that whisper. And the noise never even shows up. It doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. And as I share this with you, believe me, I am speaking to myself. I have to remind myself on a daily basis to focus on the love, to focus on the great intentions, and to take actions on those things.
Great, great follow-up there, Phil. And let me tell you, we have two great guests. I'm sorry Nick's not with us, but... I think we have more than we can handle, Maria, with just these two.
I have to agree.
Just as a reminder to all of our listeners, you are listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio with your hosts, Michael McCleary and Maria DiGiovanni, here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that would like, feel free to join us in our chat room. Just one little note, if you do not have a Blog Talk Radio account, you unfortunately can't play in the chat room and post your questions. So it's really easy, though, if you're out there, if you're one of our guests that's currently logged in the chat room, just go in and sign up for an account. It takes like 30 seconds. It's free, and you can post your questions for these two amazing gentlemen in our chat room. And also, please feel free to call in. I see we already have one caller that wants to ask a question, but you're welcome to call us at 347-857-3760. If you have a question for either of these extraordinary gentlemen, especially our, we want to have a little fun. So any of our female listeners that have a question they have for a man and want to ask it, feel free of these two gentlemen, and I'll even maybe throw in my thoughts if somebody wants to hear that too. So without further ado, I'd like to ask the two of you a quick question before we get into that second half of our hour, and that's, you both, we talk about this journey of following your passion. You know, you've both done some things. You both worked in areas that weren't necessarily your passion. What was it that brought you to realizing that you could follow something that you were passionate about, earn a full-time living in it, and to go after it? Because there's a lot of people that are out there going, you know, I'm working this 9-to-5 job. I hate it. But they feel stuck either financially or for a variety of reasons that they can't escape it. What was it, do you think, for the two of you that made it different and allowed you to kind of escape maybe that mentality? And, Thorin, I'll start with you first.
Well, really, Michael, I mean, you know, growing up, we all have a purpose in life and to serve and to do something that we're very passionate about. And it all starts from a young age and growing up and going through different experiences. And it's very hard to get away from that and not go after what you really love to do. And the best way to do that, to find out what you really love to do, is to take time away for yourself. So whatever it is, if it's 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, or maybe once a week, just go out and go to a place where you can think and just breathe and take time and really search for your soul. Search for what brings true meaning to you and brings you happiness. And don't worry about what anybody else thinks, because there's always going to be people in your life that are going to challenge you with what you truly love to do. And a lot of the times what we do, Michael and Maria and Phil, we lock our spirit in a cage, and we put that lock on there, and it's jammed. You're not getting, that spirit's not getting out, because we're afraid of what other people are going to think of us. We're afraid of how they're going to perceive us in the real world. So instead, stop being afraid, open up that cage, let your spirit out, and let it fly. Be open, be free, and understand that you're in control of your destiny. You're in control of your life.
Great answer, Thorin. Phil?
Yeah, I think it's an ongoing discovery of self. And the other day, a friend of mine shared a brief story, and you're going to get a little bit of my faith walk on this answer, but his son jumped into the back seat. They were going somewhere, and he said to his father, you know, Dad, I'm hungry. Can we get something to eat? And his father said, well, I have some errands to run, and then we're going to go get something to eat. Within 5 minutes, the kid is asking him again, Dad, Dad, I'm hungry. When are we going to get something to eat? And his father said the same thing again. And then the third time he did it, within 5 more minutes, and he turned to him and he said, you know, son, I knew you were going to be hungry before you woke up this morning. In fact, if you think about it, have you ever gone to bed still hungry? Haven't Mom and I always fed you? And he's like, yeah. And he says, well, don't worry, because I've got something to do, and then you're going to get something to eat. And he turned around and he said that the voice of God pretty much said to him, don't I do the same thing for you? And it impacted him, because he said, you know what, why is he worried? And I think that's what predicated my wanting to know specifically what my purpose in the world was. Because I got that, you know what, God takes care of me. I've got the right relationships in place. I've got the right resources. Now I'm going to work on better relationships. And I'm going to discover that thing that's most important to me. And when I met Harry Shade a little over a year ago, and we were working on the social endeavor with a social traffic group for Earth Day, we were in a place in our lives where what was most important to us is that we made an impact in the world, a positive impact, okay? Just prior to that, I had made a declaration that I wanted to help positively impact the lives of 100 people in 100 days, and one person at a time. And I did that, and then the exponential curve hit on that. And one thing after another, out of living a positive life, a loving life, continuing to develop myself, and continuing to realize that I have everything that I need, the abundance of the world is mine, everything just fell into place. It's rather effortless, even though at times, in the midst of it, when it's not coming through exactly the way I thought it would, what I discovered is that there's more for me to learn, there's more for me to build, You know, no matter how hard I want to lift 1,000 pounds, I'm going to have to build the muscle to do so. No matter how much I want $1 million in the bank account, I've got to build those internal, emotional, intellectual, and soulful muscles in order to have the capacity to even know what to do with it when I get it. So the only thing I can ask anyone to do ever is, piggybacking on what Doran just said, discover yourself. Shakespeare said it best, to thine own self be true. When you live according to what other people's standards are, you're never going to make it. You're absolutely never going to make it. People like Evander Holyfield, when he was asked by Greg Reed in the book 3 Feet from Gold, what was the difference maker for him? He said, I had higher standards for myself than anyone else could have put on me. And so that's the one thing that I would contribute.
Wow. you know, what I want to do now, because we're going to go into the second half of our hour, two amazing guests here on Anything But Ordinary Radio, Phil Gornai and Doran Blumberg. We're going to be back in 30 seconds. I'm going to play a quick, take a little quick commercial break so we can catch our breath, and we are going to get into it with your questions, our listeners' questions, for our Extraordinary Men panel. We will see you back in 30 seconds.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch, go to a park, or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Anything But Ordinary Radio with our panel of extraordinary men. You are listening to Michael McCleary and Maria DiGiovanni. We are so excited to have you with us today. You can find us every week here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, different times all over the world because I know we have listeners everywhere. And also, you can find us on our archives. You can log in, listen to the show at any time. You may miss it during the day. We're on during the middle of the day. I know a lot of people are working and can't necessarily tune us in, and a lot of people do listen to the show afterwards. And you can also click on the little icon there. You're welcome to share the show with someone else if you hear something great. Or also, you can get a podcast of the show. Listen to it while you're out running, training, whatever. Listen to some extraordinary gentlemen just like Phil and Doran with us today. And I'm really excited to bring on a very good friend of ours to the show. And I know that she has a question for these gentlemen. Tanoa Bond, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How did you know it was me? I am so excited it's
power.
You.
My psychic powers, Tanoa.
Wow.
Did you have anything to say and or ask our not only our gentleman but our co-host?
I do. Before I get to the gentleman, I have to say to Maria, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Woohoo! It's your birthday. And you get to celebrate it with men all around you. I'm jealous.
I am so excited you are calling in. You don't know. You have no idea of what that song that you posted on my wall today. I love that song. It is my theme song today. I have been waiting to feel this way, and you know what? I do have the audacity to feel this way today.
Yes,
so
you
rock
do.
On.
Woohoo! Rock on. Okay. So then now. Well, I was going to say, now to a serious question. Now, and for the people who don't know what song I posted on her wall, it was Brick House by the Commodores. And if you don't know what that is, look it up because you'll be singing it all day, too.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I do have I now have a really serious question for the guys because I'm in Chicago now. I've been living in Los Angeles for 15 years, and I just came back to Chicago on Monday with this huge project in mind because there's a lot happening with the inner city youth in Chicago. They're killing each other every day. Chicago has the highest rate of kids who go to juvenile detention. They process more juveniles in a day than most states process in a month. And so we're going to be doing some programs here to work with the youth and hopefully get into the Chicago public school systems and work with the teachers. And so I wanted to ask everybody on the panel, really, when you look at your life, and we all have that one moment in our life where we could sit down and really say, you know what, it was at that moment that I decided that I really had to go after my dreams, because when I looked at my life as a whole, my life was saying to me no, and I had to prove to myself that the answer was yes. And you have a lot of these kids, the reason they're behaving the way that they are is because their belief systems are so screwed up that they don't believe in themselves, and they have nobody believing in them. I posted a quote on my wall today by Les Brown that says, you have to find somebody else's belief system to believe in. About, you know, like, for somebody, if somebody is believing great things in you, you have to believe it with them until you can believe it for yourself. And that's what I do as a coach. I usually tell my clients, I'm going to believe whatever it is you want for you until you can believe it for yourself. So when you look at your life and you see that one moment where you had to say, yes, this was it, like, what was it about that part of your life that made you know you could go after your dreams? And what can you say to these youth today to let them know that they can and do have the power to turn their lives around?
Well, go ahead, Phil. We both want to jump in there, because.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, what I'll say is this. It's not just the youth. I can appreciate what's going on with the youth, but exposure is one thing that comes to mind, and then the right input of information. And when I read The Greatest Miracle in the World, the story in there is about a person called the rag picker. And the rag picker back in the 1940s, post-World War II, was like a junk man. They picked up what they could find and resell, clean it up, and give it back some intrinsic value. But he was a human rag picker. And he found people who were at their most desperate state, ready to just give up on themselves. And he told them that there are two people in this world that still love you, God in heaven and me on earth. And he gave them what's called the God Memorandum, and he had them read it every day for 100 days. And I'm not going to give away what it says, but it is one of the most impactful pieces of literature that I've ever read in my life. And I happen to be about 22, 23 years old, married, already with two kids, and, maybe I was actually 24 years old. And I was living an okay life, working for an airline, not having a whole lot of big dreams, and just getting by. And when I was introduced to that book, it was a gentleman that introduced me to the game of network marketing. And that's when I started my personal development phase of my journey. That's when I started pouring into myself, because what you put in is what you get out. So I think where, as it relates to the youth, it's about exposing them to a greater periphery of this world journey, of this human experience, and then causing inside of themselves the inspiration and motivation to pour more into themselves. That's what I got.
Awesome. Well, awesome. Mm-hmm. Great answer.
Yeah.
I like to add to that. I actually work, I'm a life coach for student athletes. So I deal with the youth often, and, you know, being an athlete and growing up an athlete myself and going through that experience and being exposed to a whole bunch of different things, and especially these kids now where you have Facebook, MySpace, Internet, TV, Xbox, television, media, all these different things going on that we didn't experience. It's very challenging for them because that's the opponent coming at them all the time. Plus, in addition to that, being exposed to gangs and different types of situations where they feel welcome. They feel, wow, you know, they really pay attention to me, so maybe this is the right thing for me to do. So exactly what Phil is saying, just building an awareness of understanding where their emotions come from. And one of the best ways to really help them out is to teach them how to journal and write down their emotions on a daily basis, because Phil put a great point on this, that it takes work. It's a daily process to get to where you want to go. And a lot of these kids, need it. I mean, journaling and understanding the power of that and writing down your goals and reading them every single day, posting them on the wall. I mean, those are some great tools right there to really help these kids out. And just getting involved in the community in the right situation and pulling them away from things that aren't right for them. They're not good for them, and it's not going to ultimately lead them to where they really want to be inside and outside and be perceived. So it really takes an individual effort where you can impact one kid at a time, but also for them to tell their friends, hey, listen, I've been coming to this coach or I've been coming to this group. I really think you should come. I want to invite you and you really enjoy it. And it's just about getting the community involved. So, I mean, we all want to help out everybody, but I think if we just get one kid, like if you talk to a group of people and there's 30 kids there and you pull one kid out of there and you're helping change his life or her life, you've done your job.
Well, you know, really quickly, Michael, I just wanted to add, I know they gave me great answers, but, you know, me being the audacity expert, I have to jump in with some audacity because neither of them really answered my question. And what you guys said was some great information, and I thank you for it, but the question really was, you know, what was it that, you know, you had to say to yourself? Because all that other stuff is great. All those tools work. However, the thing that they have to hear is that somebody else that has made it has gone through it too. And what a lot of us don't do because we're so afraid to tell our stories, we don't like for people to know our truth because we haven't faced our truth ourselves. We give them all these tools, but we never really show them how we use them. So I just wanted to know from you guys, like what was your low point and what did you have to say to yourself to pull yourself out so that they could see how you got from where you were to where you are? And I know you use the tools, but before you even got to the point of using the tools, what was it like? What was your low point and how did you get out of it? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll give you. I'm going to jump in real quick because the real impactful point of my life didn't come until post divorce, because that was my lowest point. When I started my personal development walk, again, mediocrity was okay. All right, but that might not be where these individuals are. Where I was post divorce was I had lost everything that I had identified with as a sense of self: the house, the cars, waking up with my children's laughter. Having money, my business folded. So I started from scratch, and I literally was at the edge of turning up the wrong way on the on-ramp of a highway facing an 18-wheeler. I mean, I was inches from just making that one-degree turn of the steering wheel. But if it wasn't for a strong sense of self in terms of God in me and the love of my children, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be on this phone call today. So what happened after that was I just got on my knees and I prayed for some guidance. I prayed for some sense of worth. And then I was introduced to an organization. So part of what Dorian was saying is, getting them involved inside of a group, a place where people will identify for them that there are people out here who care. And we're going to care for you, and I think to know what you said, this, what Les Brown said, I will care for you, I will love you, and I will believe this about you until you believe yourself. So the lowest point of my life was 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Well, also for me, I'm going to go back and give you a personal story of being 11, 12 years old, because I'll never forget this. And kids are cruel. Some kids are cruel. And, I was an athlete, but I was a swimmer. And not many people followed swimming and knew about swimming. And being a little bit overweight and chubby, and I wasn't really that athletic, I just remember coming home and crying to my parents and saying, I can't take it anymore. I need a change. Something has to happen. And I remember that my influence came from watching Arnold Schwarzenegger in movies or watching Michael Jordan play basketball at the time or the Dallas Cowboys, and that's what I really was into. I was really into watching sports and being athletic. Now, for another kid, it might be different, but that's what changed me. And I said, I want to play for the Dallas Cowboys one day. And that's what I told myself, and I said, what do I need to do to get there? And the first thing that popped in my mind was buying a weight set so I could go home every single day and lift weights. While the other kids played basketball and messed around, I got myself involved in a program that really changed my life. And it took hard work, it took discipline, and it wasn't easy, but it pulled me away from the area that I wasn't happy with, and it pulled me into an area that is completely just transforming. So for a kid, a youth person, again, they have to be just continually circled by positive influences in their life, the circle of influence. And it's easy to get pulled off to the side and get involved in something that's not good for you. But when you get involved with something that is positive for you and changes your life at such a young age, I mean, that's where the reward comes in. And that's why I work with student athletes, because I see the benefit of all the work that we do as coaches and how it really helps transform their life and make them really have tools that will help transform them for the rest of their lives, not just a little program, but it's things that they can use forever.
Right.
Great. Tanoa, thank you so much for joining us and for your questions.
Thank you.
And for being audacious, as always.
You're welcome. And happy birthday, Maria.
Thank you. I can't wait till you get back here.
Me either.
I know.
All right. That was Tanoa Bond. And we have a chat room question. I know we have another caller on the line that I want to get to really quick. So, guys, we've got 10 minutes left, so we're going to rapid fire these a little bit, if you don't mind. And our next question is from the chat room, and it is. Go ahead, Maria.
What is your worst breakup, and how did you deal with it in order to move on? Who would like to start,
gentlemen?
Well, since I let you know about the divorce, I guess. That was the worst breakup, but the best breakup was the one that I initiated a little over 2.5 years ago with a girlfriend. So I don't know if I want to get into the worst one, because the best one was the one where I discovered I caused this lousy relationship because I wasn't thinking about myself. I wasn't thinking about my own value in the world. I was placating. I hate to use this word, but quite frankly, I was desperate to be in a relationship because I think I was just in competition with the ex-wife. How come she had moved on? How come she gets to be happy, right? And so I attracted into my life someone who was just as incomplete as I was, okay, but with a different set of challenges. So as soon as I got clear on how important I was to me, man, it was easy to make the distinction of what doesn't work in my life. So when I said goodbye to that relationship, I said hello to me, and I went to work on myself, and that's what the last 2.5 years of personal development and growth has afforded me, the tremendous amount of, I mean, extraordinary relationships in my life. I seriously cannot put a numerical value on the people that I'm around right now. If I had to, Fort Knox couldn't buy it. So that's what I would like to say, because in terms of getting back on track, how did I get over it? It wasn't about the breakup. It was totally about the buildup.
Doran.
Hey, Phil, I completely agree. Sometimes the worst breakup is the best breakup because it's all an experience and you learn things from it. And most importantly, you learn more things about yourself and what you need to work on as a human being. And a lot of times as guys, look at a relationship towards the physical aspect where women look at it from an emotional aspect. So first, we want to get involved with something and we all want instant gratification. We want it right now. But when you have the patience and you understand and you take the time to learn about somebody and really find out who they are and what their values are and match them up with your values, that's when you know, is this person right for me or is this person wrong? And one of the best things you can do is take out a sheet of paper, write down 5 things that you want in a future mate, and then on the other side, write down 5 things that you do not want in a future mate, and that will help you set and understand what it is that you truly want in your life going into the next relationship.
Great answer, guys. And we have another question from the chat room I'm going to get to in just a second, but I want to bring on another caller. Caller from the 954. I'm pretty sure I know who this is. Do you have a question for our gentleman? And we have about 7 minutes left.
Okay. Hi, guys. It's Allison. How you doing? I made it. Hey. Actually, what was the gentleman's name that just said that answer about the breakup?
Phil.
Oh, Phil, that was awesome. You said exactly what I think when I went through my divorce. So kudos to you. Awesome. That was a really great answer, I have to tell you. Awesome.
Thanks.
I feel the same way about the people that are surrounded, that I'm surrounded myself with. It's an incredible feeling when you learn about yourself and the value of who you are, which is just incredible. Anyways, my question actually for you guys, this came up for me the other day, is how do men feel, or how do you guys feel, that a lot of women nowadays have taken on the male gender role because we work full-time jobs, you know, we make good incomes and everything else. And so I think what's lacking nowadays in relationships with men and women are women really have taken on the man's role. So, you know, I come from old school where, you know, the wife cooks for the husband and does those kind of things, and I feel that that's lacking, you know, that the women are not paying attention to their men enough and they're not playing the woman role enough. So I feel like they're almost like fighting against each other. How do you guys feel about that as men? I know that men like, you know, a woman that is strong and productive and outgoing and wants to do great things in her life. But are you guys missing the women taking on the women role as far as cooking and doing sweet things for their you know, their significant other? Do you find that that's missing?
Great question.
Well, I'm gonna jump in real quick, and I cannot speak for all men, and I choose not to. And I say that purposefully because I think what goes on is the individual spirit is vitally important to personal growth, development, and the impact that you can make in the world. That being the case, individuals have to stand up for what it is that's important to themselves. If I have a woman who doesn't like to cook, well, quite frankly, she's lucky because I love to cook. So it's not the role reversal that has occurred. It is that people aren't standing up and saying, here's what's important to me. Here's what I want to accomplish. What is important to you? What would you like to accomplish? And how can we come together and create a life for ourselves without having to live according to some external source, a judgment or way of being or quote-unquote society? Because at the end of the day, how is it working out for you? If your belief in what you want and who you want to be in the world works for you, find the person that matches. Okay, because it's not about living up to some standard that someone else set. It's about living according to your own personal standards and being true to it. Because quite frankly, if you love cooking, cook. If you don't love cooking, why are you feeding people things that they don't even like eating? Because when you cook it, it sucks. So I think at the end of the day, again, the individual has to make a determination of who they are in the world, the impact that they want to make, and then they match the person that buys into that, resonates at that level. Personally, I am looking for, and I believe I'm there, in having a relationship that you would consider the power couple, that you would walk into the room and people are just so enamored by each of us individually. I'm not Mr. So-and-so and she's not Mrs. So-and-so because of the name that they've attached to themselves. But we're out there in the world doing extraordinary things for individuals. And when we come together, people look at you as individuals and say, wow. And so that's what it is for me.
Doran, because I want to get this other question in really quick. Can you do it in 60 seconds or less?
Yeah, I can. Let me just say that, Phil, you're right on. I mean, exactly. I completely agree with what you're saying, and I think it's awesome that women have their own goals and dreams. And the biggest thing as far as being a man, as far as me speaking, as long as that person is supportive and encouraging of what it is that I'm doing, I'm game for anything that they're doing, because I'm going to be at their back and supporting, encouraging every single thing that they're doing, because that's love. And love is about, you know, I love, I have a mentor, he told me he has a pin that he has on his shirt. It says, I'm number two. And I asked him, I go, why do you have a number two on your shirt? He goes, because you're number one. And that's how I look at a relationship.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
I
love it.
Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And it was a great question, too. And I can't wait to have you on again. We're going to have you on the show again, too. Thank you so much, Allison.
My pleasure.
Miss Inspiration from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I have a real – Maria, did you want to ask the other question that was in the
camera? Go ahead. Take it. Go ahead.
And I think it's a great way to wrap up. And you guys have kind of shorter answers on this one. I love your answers. We need to make this one short because we're almost out of time. Since you're a part of this is the question. You're a part of the show with the topic Extraordinary Men. So what do you think makes you an extraordinary person, and how is that different compared to any other person out there? So what makes you guys extraordinary?
Sorry, you go.
All right, it's my turn, right? I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say what makes us extraordinary is we're sharing with the world. We're out there. We're delivering a message that we believe is helping people. We're just out there sharing light, sharing our passion, sharing our dreams, making people, teaching them that, hey, listen, this is your life. Live your life. Be happy. Enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Stop trying to think about what's happening in an hour from now or 2 hours or tomorrow, or drop the stress. Live now. Enjoy everything that you're doing, and just simply love yourself. And that's it.
Phil.
Okay. What makes me extraordinary? I'll give you the visual. There's a line of guys in the military, you know, at attention. And the drill sergeant asks for a volunteer. And out of the 100 men, 99 of them take one step backwards, and one of them is standing there. The difference for me is that I'm not the person standing there because 99 people took a step back. It's that I took 5 steps forward to stand and be counted. If that makes me extraordinary because I'm willing to be an example, then that's what makes me extraordinary. But there's nothing about my life that's any different than anyone else's. It's, I think, what Doran said. We put ourselves up to be viewed. You can judge, you can say what you want, but my life will be determined by my own decision, my own sense of worth, my own intentions, my own actions. If that inspires you to do something else yourself, then great. But I'm not living for that sense of success. I'm living because what I think is what I say, is what I do, is what I experience, and it determines my character, which determines my destiny.
And great answers there, guys. And what I want to do, too, because I don't want to be in a super hurry for us to run away at the end of the show. We're almost out of time, but we can go into overtime. So we're going to go into just a couple minutes of overtime because I want the both of you to get a chance to share with our listeners where – they can find out more about you. So for all of our live listeners, we're going to go offline in about 60 seconds. For anybody who is on the phone right now, you will be able to hear the finish of our show live. You can call in 347-857-3760 to hear the end of the show. And for those of you, of course, listening on the archives, you will be able to continue listening to the end of the show. So for our live listeners listening to streaming, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you all again next week. Next week's topic is Extraordinary Women, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. So, gentlemen, really quickly, do you mind sharing with our listeners where they can find out more about you?
Go ahead, Phil.
Oh, this is Phil. Okay. MarvelousMondays.info will get you to our blog talk radio page. Marvelous Mondays about is about positive news, information, and people. It's our way of contributing to the lack of positive news out there in the media. We invite individuals like the Michael McClearys and Maria DiGiovannis and Dorian to be guests, to share what they're up to in the world, to share, spread some positivity. We spread positive news, recipes. We're a couple of big foodies. And, you know, we like to think it's witty banter. Maybe it's just banter. But that's what you're going to get on Monday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Greenwich Mean Time -4, every Monday night. So we're booked all the way through October, I think, right now, and I have some tremendous guests that are coming up. So check out our fan page on facebook.com/mmfans so you could see our guest album and see who's on the calendar and keep spreading that positivity. The rest of what I do, you can just pretty much catch listening to guys like Mike McClear.
Oh, well, thanks, Phil, and a great show. Let me tell everyone, I love Marvelous Mondays. I make it a point to tune in every week, and, in fact, I will be on the show with Phil and Harry in September. And, in fact, I will be on the day after my South Bend triathlon, so that should be interesting. You'll both get me after that. Doran, tell us a little bit about where people can find you.
You could simply just go to www.athletegrowth.com. I provide a video tune-up of the week every week. And in addition, if you'd like, you can shoot me an email at Coach Doron. That's D-O-R-R-O-N as in Nancy, .com, and I'll send you a free ebook for being on the call today. And also on Facebook, it's facebook.com/CoachDoron. That's the best way to reach me. I greatly appreciate being on the show today, Michael, and it's been real fun. And Maria, happy birthday.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, anything else you'd like to share before we move on?
Real quick, Doron, I've been saying Doran because I thought it was Dorian, and I couldn't really get it. So I'm going to look for you on Facebook. I think I would be remiss if I didn't have someone like you in the circle of influence.
Hey, I greatly appreciate that, Phil, and no sweat about my name. People call me Doron the Bomb.
Doron the Bomb, there we go. Maria, anything that you... Go ahead, Doron, sorry.
And one last thing, I just want to share a quick little story about a beggar and a stranger. And there was a stranger walking by one day, and this beggar came, and he said, please, please, give me money, I need money, and he put his hat out. And he said, whoa, the stranger said, well, I don't have any money for you, but I noticed that you have a box over here. So what's in that box? And the beggar goes, there's nothing in that box. I've been sitting in that box for years and years and years. So the stranger goes, have you ever taken a look inside? He goes, no, there's nothing inside of there, the beggar says. So the beggar goes, he pries open the box, opens the box, and says, amazement, he finds gold. So today, everybody is on the show. If you're struggling, if something's going on in your life, look inside. Open up that box and look inside. Search for your soul and find your true meaning and just live life with peace, happiness, and fulfillment.
Awesome.
No, I
awesome,
don't think
awesome.
I have anything else to say.
I was going to ask you that, Maria.
No, that was amazing. And the show is amazing. And you gentlemen are inspiring, and again, I'm just in awe. Thank you so much, Michael, for having me be a part of this show and have this opportunity to spend this hour with these gentlemen, and what a great example, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen, both for being on the
show.
Thank
you for having me. Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing the extraordinary women next week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And that's a great, thank you, that's a great segue into the way I wanted to close the show. Next week we are going to have a panel of extraordinary women, and we're going to kind of do something similar to this. So to all of our listeners, please join us next week on Anything But Ordinary Radio, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, here on Wednesday. You can find us every week, also in the archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/anythingbutordinary. You can also check out our website at www.anythingbutordinary.net. And really quickly, too, I want to announce to everyone that we are going to be having the premiere of our film, An Anything But Ordinary Journey, our Canadian premiere. We will be showing it in Toronto on August 19th. So for anybody who is looking to visit us, who is in the Toronto, Ontario area, I know we have a number of listeners, please come to the show. It would be great to meet all of you, and we will have a number of the cast members there to share their stories with all of you. So thank you again, all of you, for being with us. You've been listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio. We will see you all next week. Just go out and be extraordinary.